Sheffield Steelers head coach Doug Christensen reflecting on a penalty shootout loss to the Brayhead Clan. Doug, what's your assessment of what you saw this evening?
Well, I thought first and foremost the team showed a lot of character to come back tonight. I thought the way that last night went, you fall down 2-0 tonight, all of a sudden it can get really negative really quickly, and the team didn't do that. The team responded, they dug in and clawed their way back, got the lead. Obviously, I'm extremely disappointed that we lost the hockey game, but overall, we saw some of our players play their best game of the season tonight. We thought we saw Robert Dowd was outstanding tonight. I thought Rylan Gagliardi played extremely well tonight. You know, we have to focus on some of those positives because in a weekend like this weekend, it's really easy to get down.
How do you avoid doing that on a personal level?
You rely on the fact that you're playing 52 games, and we are not where we want to be after three. We know exactly the problems that we put ourselves into, but for us, the next 2 weeks, we've got Cardiff in the Challenge Cup twice. We've got Coventry in the Challenge Cup. The next 2 weeks is where we really have to get back to work and we get back to basics and improve as a hockey club, because we're confident that we can advance in the Challenge Cup. That's obviously number one. But we need, when we get to October 12th and we get to our conference games, we need to be ready to go and we need to be hitting on all cylinders. And the positive is the sun's going to come up tomorrow. It's a game of hockey. And hopefully the guys can exhale tomorrow and get back to work hungrier than ever.
When I think of your teams, I think of stingy, miserly, nasty teams to play against, particularly defensively. We've not seen that so far in Sheffield. The goals against tally tells you that. How frustrating is that on a personal level for you, and why is it not working right now?
Well, first of all, you have to play defense for 200 feet, and I think that's the number one thing that we have to get through as a team. And that's everything from players not turning pucks over to not giving away pucks in the offensive zone, which give up odd man rushes, to better back pressure on the back check, to better gap control by our defensemen, to blocking more shots, both forwards and defensively, to clearing our net front, to identifying men as we're coming back into the zone. I knew when we came here that when you have a full new team, at least one of the benefits you had in Belfast, and even my first year in Belfast, was you had a number of players who had played for you before who could be coaches along with you and answer some of the one-on-one questions. And, you know, this is a full new group, and we are not doing the things that we need to do collectively, myself included, to improve at the rate that we want to be improving at. But, you know, we will get there. We will figure it out. It's unfortunate that it's taken this long, but we will get there.
Communication, is that going to be the key to getting this right?
I think communication is extremely important. I also think it's about picking these guys up right now. They're going to go and they're going to hear how bad they are this whole week. We know that we're frustrated. We know that we're disappointed. But we have to bring this team up and we have to get them to believe in one another, to believe in what we're doing. And right now, there is a team that can do that. There is a team there that showed that conviction this evening to come back, to dig in, to show the courage to come back. But it's a matter of doing that every single night. And we'll make the adjustments and we'll get to where we need to be.
How important is it that the players believe in you as much as anything else? Because you come in, you preach a system, you preach a way of playing. Have they got to buy into you right now?
Well, I think everybody gets into a situation where, with all new coaches, it's a partnership. You want to make sure that you're doing everything that you possibly can to help them out, both on the ice and off the ice. It's everything that they're trying to do to impress upon you that they should be on the ice in crucial situations. But you know what? For all of us, we are all in this together. This is a team that's three games into a league season. That's dropped 3 points. Is it the end of the world? Absolutely not. But is this a situation for us as a hockey club that we want to be in? No, absolutely not. And for us, we look at the team that we have and we look at the players that we have. And we know that if we play to the best of our ability and the way that we did for stretches this evening, that we're going to be a very good hockey team. And it's a matter of doing that most nights.
Is it a different experience coaching here? You said 3 points dropped so far in the Elite League campaign. Some would have you believe it's almost the end of the world in Sheffield right now. Does it feel different, the pressure of coaching here to Belfast or to Edinburgh?
No. I mean, it feels different than Edinburgh, I'll tell you that, but not to Belfast. I mean, I think that in Belfast we had a very, very passionate fan base. We had a very demanding fan base, no different than here. We've had bad losses when I was in Belfast where, you know what, as a coach and as a team, you didn't want to walk around the city, go out to dinner because you didn't want somebody to come up to you and talk to you. This is going to be no different. But you know what? This is the bottom line. Our team will improve. We will get better. We will work and do everything that we possibly can to improve our team. We've got two players who are out of the lineup that immeasurably make us better. But we need other players to step up And you know what? Tony Smith and I, I'm sure, are going to have a conversation about how we improve this team. And I'm sure we'll look at that and see if we can bring in players that can replace Lacroix and Langlais short-term or long-term.
In some respects, you never want injuries. But does this actually, in some respect, buy you some time? Because I think there would be pressure, wouldn't there, at this stage for you to think about the possibility of making changes. Right now, you can bring a couple of guys in, maybe freshen things up a little bit without actually having to do anything too drastic.
Well, I mean, as a coach, you're always looking at what the marketplace has. And whether you've got a full lineup, a number of guys out of line on, it's your job to make sure you know what's out there. And with the couple of guys that we have out, you know, we can use them. You can see that tonight. The league is better than it was. And I'm confident that when Tony and I speak, when we take a look at our team, we're going to be of the same mindset that we need to do what it takes to get this team to be where we want it to be.
What is the marketplace right now? Is there much out there?
Yeah, there's a number of guys. There'll be a lot more in a couple weeks when the American League camps release players. You know, that's obviously the kind of player you're looking at is higher-end guys. There's a few players who've been in Europe who are floating around. But we've got to find out players that can come into our budget. We'll take a look at that. I think that's obviously something that's going to be extremely important over the next week to find out if there's somebody that's ready to come in. And if there is, that's fantastic. But if not, we obviously have to go with what we have and not make any excuses. Just buckle down, be a little bit better than we were tonight.
Just finally, is this a point where now you have to know your players? Know the ones you have to put your arm around, know the same players that you have to kick in the backside to get them going. Is this the big learning experience in terms of that?
I think so. I think that your players in this situation can do a lot of different things, and they can want to be a little bit better, like a couple of them where we challenged a couple of them today, and they were great, and you expect them to respond that way. Now it's a matter of keeping them going, but I think the biggest thing for us as a coaching staff is to pick this team up. Everybody around them is going to be talking about the losses and talk about the weekend, and we have to be the people who are talking about the positives, and we'll do that.
Thank you.